Good morning, welcome. It's good together to think about the birth of Jesus and that first Christmas. Let me give you some notices. There's tea and coffee and I think mince pies after the service, so please do stay and share with us. This evening at 6 o'clock, we're back here again for a Carols by Candlelight service, which is pretty much what you would expect it to be. It's Carols by Candlelight. So do come along at 6 o'clock. We're here again on Christmas morning at 10:30 for a short service of celebration, welcoming Christ who has come. So that's Christmas morning at 10:30. And the other thing to let you know is that today at both our services, this morning and this evening, any money that we collect during the offering is going to go to Spurgeon's Childcare. Spurgeon's Childcare help vulnerable children and families in the UK. So any money that we take will go to Spurgeon's. We're here this morning to celebrate together the birth of Jesus. We're going to sing some songs about that. And if you want to join in with the singing, please do. You can stand up or sit down or join in or just listen. We don't mind whatever you feel like doing. I hope we're going to have a bit of fun. If I do something silly, like fall off the edge of the stage, it's okay to laugh. And if I ask you a question, I usually expect an answer. If I ask you to do something, I expect a response. There's a real problem when I ask people to do things and you all just sit there like lemons. So be prepared, and if that worries you too much, you can run out the door while we sing the first song. None of the questions will be difficult, I promise. But before we do anything else, and we're going to sing in just a moment, but before we do that, I'm going to pray. Father God, we are here to celebrate Jesus who has come, and I pray that as we are here together, that we would have fun and rejoice in you, that you would teach us something of yourself as we share together in your name, and that you would be glorified in this place. Amen. Shall we sing? We're going to sing. We're going to stand together and we're going to sing Joy to the World. Right, we're going to tell the nativity story together, and as you know, I'm sure nativity stories are best told by children, but the problem that I have is that there are 72 parts in the way I want to play this nativity story. So that means everyone has to join in. Okay? I hope you can help. Does anyone know the song, The 12 Days of Christmas?
Yes.
Right. Well, this is a little bit like that, only with more shepherds. It goes like this. The song goes, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. So I've got a pear. Anyone want a pear? Caleb wants a pear. Good. Right. Only the thing is, there's no pears in our story. Have we got the PowerPoint, Andrew, please? Wonderful. There are no pears in the Christmas story, I assure you. Instead, we're going to sing this. On the birthday of Jesus, it's our nativity, and Jesus the special baby. Got it?
Yeah.
Good, let's try that together. You ready? On the birthday of Jesus, it's our nativity, and Jesus the special baby. Very good. What comes next in that song, on the 12 days of Christmas? Caleb?
Two turtle doves.
I don't remember any turtle doves, though, in the story. But what we do need are Jesus' parents. So I need two people to come and be Mary and Joseph for me. All you really have to do is sit down on these nice chairs. Who's going to come? Caleb, come on then. Are you going to be Mary or are you going to be Joseph?
Joseph.
Okay, come and pick a chair then. Faith, are you going to come be Mary for me? Come on then. Right, sit down. This is your Joseph outfit. Very good. Yes, it is a tablecloth. And it's a red one because the other tablecloth is blue and everyone knows that Mary wears blue. There we go, Mary. Very good. So, it's not two turtle doves. It's not two turtle doves, but it's Mary and Joe. You can't say Joseph because it doesn't fit. You just have to say Joe. Mary and Joe. So it goes, are you ready? From the top, we'll do it. On the birthday of Jesus, it's our nativity. Mary and Joe and Jesus, the special baby. Very good. Right. What else do we need? What are we on now? We're on three. What came in three? What came in threes? Ollie, what came in threes? Hens. Three French hens. That's very true. In our story, though, we have three gifts from the wise men. Just sit down. Right, so I need three wise men to come and hold some gifts. Who's going to come and help me? You can't sit there. You're going to have to get up at some point, Mason. It's either now or later. Come on then, Ollie. You can come and be a wise man. And Mason. I don't mind if they're wise women. Beth, do you want to come and help? Yeah, come on then. Right, Ollie, which present do you want? The chest. Right, come and grab that. And you stand over here next to Joseph. You get to choose last, Mason, because you're biggest. Which one do you want, Beth? Very good. Those are your presents that you've bought. So what I need you to do... Are you listening, wise men? When we sing three wise men, you need to lift your presents up so that we can see them, okay? So we're going to go, three wise men.
I'm going to lift my pair up.
You want to practice?
Yeah.
Three wise men. Very good.
Lifting the pair up when
it's... Right, there we go. So, from the top, are you ready? On the birthday of Jesus, it's our nativity. Three wise men, Mary and Joe, and Jesus the special baby. Very good. Who else came to see Jesus when he was born?
Shepherds.
Shepherds. That's right. So I need four shepherds. I don't really know how many shepherds there were. I've got to warn you, we're running out of children. We're going to have to use adverts. Adverts? Adults. There's one shepherd here. I need three more shepherds.
Oh, there's a shepherd over there.
Where? It's alright, you don't have to be a shepherd if you don't want to. Sarah, you could be a shepherd. And everyone knows, don't they, that shepherds wear tea towels on their head. Yep. So there you go. Oh,
sorry.
I need one more shepherd. Right, here's your tea towel. Here's your sheep. You're going to have to gather a bit closer to Mary and Joe because we're going to run out of space in a minute. Right, now, when the angels appeared to the shepherds, what happened? Does anyone know? When the angels appeared, what did the shepherds do? They were frightened. So, and this is partly just to fit the song. We have to go, four shepherds, ah! Okay? Because we're going to be frightened shepherds.
Yeah, yeah.
You got that? So it's four shepherds, ah! Right. Let's start from the top, shall we? On the birthday of Jesus, it's our nativity. Four shepherds, ah! Three wise men, Mary and Joseph, and Jesus, the special baby. Oh, very good. Right, what else was there in the nativity story?
There was a pair.
There was no pair. What else? Come on, what other characters are there in this story? We can argue about donkeys later. Right now, what we need is angels, and I need seven angels. I've got one angel. I need six more people to come and be angels. Mia, will you come be an angel for me? Oh, okay. No, I need seven angels. Here's your halo. One, two. No, some, I'm sure angels were meant to. How many angels have I got? I could do with two more. There we go. Two more angels. Very good. Oh! Oh, right. Right. We got seven angels. Does anyone know what the angels were singing? What did they sing? And peace, peace to all people. So we're going to sing seven angels singing peace to all people. Got it? Just practice that line. Seven angels singing peace to all people. Very good. Right. Someone's getting carried away already. What else do we need? Maybe we need some animals. What do you think? We need some animals. I'm not going to get everyone up to be animals because we're going to run out of space in a minute. That's a good idea. Okay, we'll do donkeys and we're going to do eight donkeys braying and then you have to make a donkey noise. Right? So it goes, eight donkeys braying. Oh. You all have to join in. This is the bit where everyone gets involved. Eight donkeys braying. Very good. Very good. And the wise men might have come on camels. And so we're going to do nine camels moaning. Can you give me a sort of moan for a camel? Nine camels moaning. And then we'll do sheep. Yeah. So, 10 sheep buying. And then we need 11 cows. 11 cows mooing. I'll put these all up in a minute. And finally, we have the stars, don't we? So we'll do 12 stars are shining. And you can twinkle your shiny stars for me. Like this. Okay, well, you just hold your box, Ollie, and we'll all do the twinkly stars. Right. So there we go. Are you ready? From the top. On the birthday of Jesus, it's our nativity. 12 stars shining, 11 cows mooing, moo. 10 sheep buying, baa. 9 camels moaning, ugh. 8 donkeys braying, ee-aw. 7 angels singing, peace to all people. No, 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 I've missed out five. I've missed out five. I'm sorry. And there's nothing left. The only thing is we have lots of things making noise, don't we? We have lots of things making noise. We have cows and sheep and camels and donkeys and angels all making noises, right? So that's five noisy things. Yeah? So we can go, five noisy things. Yeah, very good. Right, there we go. Let's start from the top then. Are you ready? On the birthday of Jesus, it's our nativity. 12 stars shining, 11 cows mooing, moo. 10 sheep baaing, baa. 9 camels moaning, oh. 8 donkeys braying, yee-aw. 7 angels singing, peace to all people. 5 noisy things, 4 shepherds, 3 wise men, Mary and Joe, and Jesus the special baby. Well done, very well done. Thank you everyone, you can go sit down again now. That was wonderful, good work. You can take the yeah. Yeah, you can keep being Mary if you like.
No, Joseph.
Joseph. Woo! And now, we all know the nativity story, don't we? Exactly as it happened. Isn't that a wonderful thing? We are going to sing again together, maybe a song that you know a little bit better than that one. We're going to stand together and sing O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee rise. Above the deep and dreamlessly, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark tree shining, the everlasting light. The of all the years are blessing you tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While angels sing, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. Oh, morning stars together, proclaim the holy birth. And praise and sing to God the King and peace to men on earth. How silently the wondrous so God imparts to human heart the blessings of His hand. Oh, hear His calling, but in this world of sin, when weak souls will be seeming filled, the dear Christ enters in. Holy Child of Bethlehem, present to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. baptizing hell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, the Lord Emmanuel.
Do you sit down? I want to talk to you about something, obviously. I want to talk to you about something, if it's okay, and we're going to start with a question. Imagine that you wake up in the middle of the night because you've heard a noise. It's the middle of the night and you've heard a noise and you wake up. What is the first thing that you do? Ollie, what's the first thing you do? Tell your mummy. That sounds like a good thing to do. Beth, what would you do? Ow, yeah. Andrew, what would you do?
Tell Shirley to go and investigate.
Tell Shirley to go and investigate. Faith? Yeah, hug baggy tight. Caleb?
Go and play on the computer.
Go and play on the computer, yeah. Anyone else? What would you do if you heard? You'd open your Bible up. Now, see, me, the first thing I do, before I did anything else, if I woke up in the middle of the night and heard a noise, is I'd turn a light on. Maybe you'd have to get out of bed first. It depends where the nearest light switch is, but you turn on a light, and then probably once you've turned on the light, you'll just see that it's some decorations falling off the tree, but you turn on a light. Did you know that in the Bible it says that Jesus' birth was like turning on a light? It says that Jesus' coming was like a light shining in the darkness. It says that Jesus is the true light that gives light to everyone. Now that's a bit strange, isn't it? Jesus was a baby. How could he also be a light? And I guess what the Bible means is that sometimes the world is a bit of a sad place, and because it's a bit sad sometimes, it needs lighting up. Because the world is sometimes a place where we get hurt, or we say or do things that hurt each other. Because sometimes we get scared or grumpy or do mean things. Because of all that, it's like the world is in darkness. And just like in the middle of the night when it's dark, what the world needs is someone to turn on a light. And that's why Jesus came, to turn on a light, to be a light, to help make this world a little bit better. To start the job of making the world into a place where one day there won't be any hurt or sadness anymore. And he also came to give light to us, to show us all a way to live where we don't hurt each other, to help us to shine as well. In another place in the Bible, it says that if we choose to follow Jesus' example, that we can shine like stars in the sky, that all of us can be like lights in the darkness as well. Let me tell you how we can do that. We can shine by being kind and not being mean. We can shine by being generous and sharing what we have, not keeping everything for ourselves. We shine by looking after others and helping them. And just like turning on a light helps you see in the dark, if we're kind and generous and look to others, we can bring a bit of God's light, a bit of God's love to them as well. Jesus came to shine a light in the darkness, and he wants us to be like lights in the darkness too. Shall we sing again? Shall we sing? Good. We're going to sing together, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King.
sea's honor and the sea mile, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the sky. With your Jericho's proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. All the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. By highest heaven adored, climb the everlasting road. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, a Godhead seen, held in carnate deity. Pleased the man with man to dwell, Jesus of Emmanuel. All the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Well, the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, men with healing in his wings. But he lays his glory by, on that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. All the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
To be seated. I hope that when you came in, you got a star. Has everyone got a star? If you didn't get a star, if you put your hand in the sky, maybe Chris will bring some round. You do also need something to write or draw with. You need a star and something to write or draw with. And what you need to draw or write on your bit of paper is something that represents you. So you could write your name on it, or you could draw a picture of yourself on it, or you could draw something that represents you. So your name or a picture of yourself, or something that represents you. Yeah, one for me. Thanks, Chris. Okay. While you're writing or drawing, if you listen to me at the same time, that'll be helpful too. I just said to you that Jesus came to shine, to do good things, to be generous and kind, and to help us, to encourage us to be kind and generous as well. For us to shine like stars. So you've got a star with your name on it. And what I want us to do in a minute is, if you want to shine, if you want to be generous and kind and loving like Jesus encouraged us to, I want you to bring your star and put it with the baby Jesus in a manger. So the sign of you saying, yeah, I want to be kind, I want to be generous, I want to be loving, I want to shine like Jesus encouraged us to. So you can put it in the manger with the baby in just a moment. And as you come and put your star in the manger, the other thing that we know about Christmas is that Jesus didn't just come to show us how to live. He came as a gift to us, as God's blessing to us. And so underneath the manger are God's blessings. So if you come and you leave a star in the manger to say that you want to shine, you want to be kind and generous, you can take a sweet away with you as well. So you give me a star and you take a sweet there underneath, which will be God's blessings to you. Okay? So you can do that now, you can start doing that now. If you want to be kind and generous and shine like God asks us to, come, that's it. Put your star in the manger with the baby and you can take a sweet away. If you'd like your star to come up here, but you're going to struggle to walk, hand it to someone else and tell them what sort of sweet you want. And while you munch away on your sweet, I'm just going to say a word of prayer. We're going to pray. Father God, thank you that you sent Jesus at Christmas time to be a blessing to us, but also that he lived to show us how to shine, to bring light to the darkness, to bring happiness and love and care and generosity to a world that is sometimes sad and hurtful and painful. And Father, we pray as we've laid our stars in the manger that you would help us to shine like Jesus did, like the stars in the sky. To be all those things that he was, compassionate and caring and loving towards others. In Jesus' name and for your glory, I pray. Amen. What we're going to do now in just a moment is we're going to take up the offering. As I said, any money that is donated today will go to Spurgeon Childcare. Those who worship here regularly, if you want to do your regular giving, I'd encourage you to hold on to it till next week. It'll all go to Spurgeon Childcare today. And when they're all collected, if whoever's got the bags can just put them in the tray, that would be wonderful. At the same time, I think we're going to sing a song while we take up the offering. And I think Caleb's going to come and show us the actions. And maybe some others. So if you want to stand up and sing, then you can do the actions as well. You can watch Caleb and Sarah and Viv as we take up the offering and sing together. Are you going to come stand up here? Good. You need to face everyone if you know the actions.
Inside a manger, oh what a glorious night, oh what a glorious night. Hear the angels singing, hallelujah, of his name the King. Oh no, the love has come, sing it out, Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born.
done. Thank you. Oh, thanks, Ben. That's been great. Thank you. Good job. It's all right. Well done. I'm going to pray. Father God, we thank you for these gifts that we have bought, and we pray that they might be used to help young people and families in dire situations. We thank you for the work of Spurgeon Childcare, and we pray that this Christmas they might be able to be a blessing to those in need. Amen.
Amen.
We got a final song to sing together. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are we going to stand and sing? We're going to sing See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw.
See him lying on a bed of straw, a dusty table with a locum door. Very cradle in the face he bore, the Prince of Glory is his name. On a carriage to Bethlehem, to see the Lord appear to men. Just as sure as was in the angel land, the Prince of Glory when he came. For a silver sweep across the sky, show where Jesus in the manger lies. Shepherds swiftly from the dew arise, Jesus, Savior of the world. On a carriage to Bethlehem, to see the Lord appear to men. Just before us was the fable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Angels sing again a song you sang, bring God's glory to the heart of man. Sing the best that little day began, be salvation to the soul. Oh, the carry me to Bethlehem, to see the Lord appear to men. Just the sore and for the fable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. I know riches on thy poverty, from thy innocence eternity, my forgiveness by thy death for me, shall the sorrow for my joy. Oh, thou carry me to Bethlehem, to see the Lord appear to men. Just as for us was the Savior then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Oh, to see the Lord appear to men, just as forward was the faithful man, the Prince of Glory when he came.
Please stay, as I say, I think there are mince pies, there will certainly be tea and coffee, but for now let me leave you with a blessing. This Christmas time, may you know the love and light of God, and may he help you to be love and light for others also. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do sit down. You can go and get tea or coffee or whatever else. We're just going to sing a song as we close.
Roman candles are burning the night, yeah, you are a shining light. Your torch in the infinite, yeah, you are a shining light. You light up my life. You are a shining light. seen a stone in their side, but to me you're a shining light. You arrive and the night is alive, yeah, you are a shining light. You light up my life. You made a connection. You came for salvation. For by your divine intervention, yeah, you are a shining light. A constellation once seen on the royal David city. An epiphany you burn so pretty, yeah. You are a shining light. You're a force, you're a constant source, yeah. You are a shining light. Incandescent in the darkest night, yeah, you are a shining light, yeah, you light up my life. You made a connection, you came for salvation, born by your divine intervention, yeah. You are a shining light, a constellation once seen on the royal David city. An epiphany you burn so pretty, yeah. You light a shining light, roman candles that burn in the night, yeah. You are a shining light. You are a torch in the infinite, yeah. You are a shining light, yeah. You light up my life.
Well done, ladies. Well done. Well done.